Today's audio cast for Friday, February 2nd, 2007 from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource, is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. This is Mike Blakeney reporting. One of the big buzzwords at the FAA these days is ADS-B, which is short for Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast. It's being hailed as the cornerstone of the next generation air traffic control system as more and more aircraft take to the already crowded skies in some areas. Well, ADS-B is also being hailed as the driving force behind a sharp decrease in air accidents in Alaska as part of the experimental Capstone project. But as Cable Wells, a pilot for Air Excursions out of Gustavus, Alaska, tells AvWeb's Russ Niles, it's not ADS-B that's behind the much better accident picture there.
We're about 50 miles west of Juneau, right at the Moffat Glacier Bay National Park, town of about 300 to 400 people.
So what sort of flying are you doing up there?
We're doing single-engine VFR, Part 135, 502 regulations. Air participants in the Capstone Phase 2 program with the Shelton EFIS installed in four Cherokee 6 airplanes.
There's been a lot of hype about the Capstone system, particularly ADS-B part of it, but you're saying that ADS-B really hasn't had much of a role in lowering the accident rate in Alaska.
Well, the Capstone program definitely does have a lot to do with the accident reduction, but just from reading reports that were making it out of Alaska, it seems a lot of it was attributed to the ADS-B equipment, when the real hero in the program is the free GPS is given out by the government.
So we're talking about the Shelton EFIS system with synthetic vision.
Yeah, that's correct. In Southeastern, we have the Shelton EFIS system, which is a full IFR package, highway in the sky, terrain avoidance, runway depictions, everything you need. But as well as the Phase 2 part of the Phase 1 part of the program up in Bethel, which is running with the Garmin MX-20s, which still has really good map detail terrain on it and terrain avoidance.
What's been your experience with Capstone? I understand you're an instructor on the system.
Yes, I'm the company instructor here at Air Excursions. Also did several of the initial check rides when the initial systems were installed for several single pilot operators and a few multi-pilot operators as well.
So while the GPS is operating well, ADS-B really hasn't kicked in yet.
Although we do have the system installed in the airplane and it's broadcasting our position, we still don't have traffic in the airplane. We're still waiting on software for that. It's been about 2 years in that wait. And still there's no service provided by any air traffic control facility with regard to the ADS-B.
Tell me about the accident rate and how Capstone has affected that.
Well, the accident rate's pretty much, dropped off. The CFIT accidents have pretty much gone with, airplanes that are Capstone equipped. And I think, for myself and, company pilots and other people I've talked to that fly with the system, the comfort level is just dramatically increased. Knowing that, you get into a problem, you do have a full IFR package that, you can pretty much get into where you need to get to if, things got real bad.
More of our conversation with Cable Wells, a pilot for Air Excursions out of Alaska, in just a moment.
The Bose Aviation Headset 10. For 5 years, the number one choice in Professional Pilot Magazine survey. Enjoy an unmatched combination of comfortable fit, noise reduction, and clearer audio with 50% less clamping force than most conventional ANR headsets. Learn more at Bose.com/headset. Fly with the Aviation Headset 10 for 30 days risk-free. Order now and receive free shipping. And learn about the convenient payment plan. Visit Bose.com/headset.
And things can get pretty bad up there. What sort of weather are you dealing with?
Oh, this winter doing a lot of snow. Last couple of days we've been grounded just due to fog and ice fog. But just the temperate coastal climate. So things change fast and flying along. 1 hour going over the mountains at 5,000 feet, and an hour later you're slogging through the snow at 500 feet in 2 miles.
How does the Shelton system help you with all that?
Well, first off, you've got your GPS there, so you know right where you're at. The terrain avoidance, so if you do get caught in a snow shower or you're flying through low visibility and pop through a cloud, just make a turn, you got your display right there, and it just takes the stress out of the whole situation.
And what's ADS-B going to bring to the table?
I know it's supposed to have traffic in the airplane, for the equipped operators, to all be able to see each other. But, for the most part, that's never been an issue up here of, close calls running into each other, because, like this time of year when the weather's its worst, everybody that's in the sky. Everybody's on a first-name basis, and that's not really too much of a concern about having a midair. But once we do have it installed with the software, and I've seen the experimental software, we're supposed to have, the current weather in the airplane, the METARs, the area forecast, next rad radar depictions, and, and the things like that, the data link package as well.
ADS-B is really being hailed as the savior of the national airspace system as it moves towards modernization. What's your message to the rest of the country as ADS-B is implemented?
I think, definitely ADS-B is going to be the future, and it has the potential, to be a really great thing, just that my big concern is that it was being hailed as the savior of Alaska when it's actually, not even fully functional, and that the GPS systems were really what saved lives up here. But, not to knock the ADS-B system, but I think it will be a great thing once it's implemented and fully functional.
Cable Wells, a pilot for Air Excursions in Alaska, talking with Russ Niles about ADS-B. Anytime you want the latest general aviation news as it happens, just log on to avweb.com. And I really like the look of the new Avweb homepage. Or you can sign up for our news feed and have the most recent headlines pushed directly to your RSS-based news reader. Either way, you'll be able to read the same concise, comprehensive news stories you've come to expect from Avweb. And check out the all-new Avweb Flight Explorer, personal edition geared for private pilots and aviation enthusiasts. Comments on this audio cast welcome. Audio news at avweb.com. This report was brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Look for AvWeb's next audio cast on Monday, February 5th. I'm Mike Blakeney for AvWeb Audio, and thanks for listening.